Okay, so let's, first of all, thank you, Gary, for finishing us up last week. Let's just start from the bottom, Peches Amabej, just to go to the Mishnah for a minute, just to, like, give us a running start as usual. So the Mishnah says as following, Hotzia get ve'ein imo ksuba. Let's say a woman shows up and she has a get, but she doesn't have her ksuba. Rashi says, Hotzia get ve'ein imo ksuba, kasachatatach be'omeres avar shtar ksubasi. Right, the assumption here is that she's saying, like, I lost my ksuba, but I have my get. So I got my get. So it means we got divorced. It means you have to pay me my ksuba, right? So what happens? Go be ksubasa, so that she's able to collect her ksuba. Fine. And he can't say, you know, I paid you already, etc. Fine. Ksuba but any maget. But if she has just the ksuba, but she doesn't have the get, so in that case, again, she has the ksuba that was from when she got married, but the get would have proved that she got divorced, but she doesn't have the get. So she has the ksuba, but she doesn't have the get. He omeres avag giti, v'hu omer avag shovri. She says, I lost my get, but really they got divorced. He says, I lost my receipt, which said that I really paid her already the ksuba. So v'chem balchov shahotzi shtarchov. And same thing, if a person who's owed money comes with a shtar, right, v'einimo prosbol, and doesn't have the prosbol, which would be his document, which would allow, presumably he comes after Shemitah, right? And the Prosbol would have given him the ability to continue to collect even after the loan was canceled by Shemitah. The Prosbol protects it from that, right? So, but he comes with the Shtarchov, then, you know, right after Shemitah, but he doesn't have the Prosbol. So how do we know again? Maybe the loan was canceled. So in that case also, Hare'ilu lo yifru. So in both of those cases, the person is not able to collect. The woman can't collect the ksuba. The man cannot collect from the loan. Because in the end of the day, they don't have proof that the person is on the hook to pay them. So Rishon Galil Omer Mina Sakana Ve'ilach. Rishon Galil says no. What says another point that once it became dangerous to hold on to the ksubos in the Shtarcho because they were religious documents and people would, you know, the non Jews were persecuting people, so they would get rid of it. You get a get, you'd immediately destroy it so that no one would know you had it, etc. So then once that happens, Isha gova ksubasa shalob get. Woman can collect her ksuba even without the get. Ubachav gova shalob prizbol. And a bachav can collect even without the prizbol. We'll see. But what do you, you know? How are we going to prove that they really got divorced? They really that the chov wasn't canceled. So there have to be some type of edim or something like that, which can prove otherwise. But the bottom line is that at that stage, when people weren't holding on to those documents anymore, so we were more lenient. Okay, so Gemara now says Shema Mina Kosvin Shover. So we see from this Mishnah is that we have a rule in general that we would allow a person to collect and without their shtar, and then have the and have them give the, you know, the original borrower some type of receipt that says that they paid back, right? And this was already a point of contention. The question: do we allow someone ever to let's say that in general you show up and you want to collect $1,000 that Reuven, you know, borrowed from me? So what do I have to do? Just show up with a shtar. What do? I hand the shtar to him and he gives me my money. Why? Because now that I've handed the shtar in, I can't use the shtar again, right? So that's the usual way. So the question of what happens if I don't have it? So can I just say, oh, so I'll just write a new document that says that I actually borrowed, that I actually paid up, right? Isn't that enough? So that's a machlokas. So you see, so the Gemara wants to say, you see from our Mishnah that writing a shover is okay. Why? How do I know that? The ein kosvin shover, because if the rule was that you're not allowed to write a shover, that's not enough, right? You have to always hand in the shtar. Leichash dilma mifka lalik subasa v'gaviba. Right? What might happen? She might collect her ksuba now, right? She has a get, but no ksuba. So she'll collect the ksuba, and then what she's going to do? She'll collect her money, right? And then what's going to happen? Later on, look at Rashi all the way down in the wide lines of Rashi. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 lines down in the skinny line, in the wide lines of Rashi. Dilma mifka la'achar misa. And maybe she collects her ksuba when they had gotten divorced, and she has her, she has just the get, but no, she has just the ksuba and no get, right? So she shows up to collect the ksuba, and she brings her get with her, right? But she doesn't have the ksuba. So we say, fine, it's okay. You can collect the ksuba, right? And now what's going to happen? She'll wait until he dies, and then she'll show up again to the Yisomim and say, see, your father never gave me the ksuba, right? So the fact that we allow her to collect even without the ksuba in hand, what does that mean? Must be that we allow the writing of a shofar, right? Because how are you going to protect his family from this double collection? So the fact that you allow collection without the ksuba shows me that you must be that the Mishnah allows the writing of a shofar, because that'd be the only other way to protect the family from a double collection. So the Gemara responds not so fast. So Amar Rav, b'makom she'ein kosin ksuba askina. No, Rav says no. I'll tell you what the case is. The case is this is a scenario. This is a place that they didn't write ksubas, right? And that's the reason why there's an allowance here for collecting without the ksuba. But you know, that's because this is a place where anyways they didn't write ksubas, right? What do you mean you didn't write ksubas? What does that mean? It means what's the whole reason for writing ksuba? It's that Beis Din required it, right? Chazal say you have to pay up 100, 200, etc., depending on the scenario. But so he says, no, it's not that you generally don't need it. It's that this is a place where they never had it. They never wrote ksubas. You just collected based on what Beis Din told you had to do. Okay. As Rashi says, Ela somchin al tanai Beis Din. Okay. So Shmuel says, no. Sorry. So Rav said, v'makom she'en kosmim ksuba askina. Shmuel amar, no, af v'makom she'kosmim ksuba. Shmuel says, no, this is not this is something that we allow even in a place, in a scenario where they do write ksubas. Fine, so it's no special proof this Mishnah could be more of a proof that we allow the running of a shofar, because this is like even in places where we write ksubas. So Gemara says, wait a second, pause for a second. Was Shmuel close to a shofar? But wait a second. Shmuel says you can write a shofar, because that's what Shmuel seems to be saying. He's supporting the idea that you can write a shofar. Because again, this is any scenario, and the Mishnah is allowing collection without having the ksuba in hand. So Gemara says, Shmuel kosin shover, Amar Rav Anan, ledidi mefarshali minei demar Shmuel. So Rav Anan says, I'll explain to you what happened. He says, I actually heard from Shmuel himself the following. I'll explain to you what it means. B'makom she'ein kosvin, right? No, the case is, we're in a place where they generally don't write a ksuba. V'amar kasafti alav, v'amar kasafti. And he says, let's say we're in a situation, a place where they typically don't write ksubas. And he says, I wrote a ksuba. And she comes to collect. And we say, where's your ksuba? She says, I don't have it. Because wait a second. I wrote her a ksuba. Right? So if it's a place where we typically don't write ksubas, I love lahavi raya, right? Then he has to bring a proof that he wrote it. There's been aid them or something that were there. Yeah, I was at the wedding. I saw they wrote a ksuba, etc. Because again, it's a place where they typically don't. So if it's a place where they typically don't, so he has to bring a proof that when he claims that he did. The Malcolm Chikosvin, right? But if it's a place where they usually do write ksubas, the Amra lo kusavli, right? But she says, well, yeah, well, he never wrote a ksuba for me, right? But again, this is a place where everyone writes a ksuba. So then, which would be like our scenario, right? Like everyone now writes a ksuba. So, but in that case, she claims he didn't write a ksuba. Aleha lahavi raya. So then, in that case, she has to bring her proof. So the point being that. You know, I thought we were concerned. Rav, you know, Shmuel doesn't hold that you necessarily write a shofar. The point is that he's referring to, you know, depends on the place where you are, right? Is it a place where you typically break ksubas or typically they don't write ksubas? And based on those scenarios, and each side, the other person is going to have to bring more of a proof. Fine. Ve'af Rav Haderbeg, and even Rav changed his mind. The Amar Rav Bein Makom Shekosvin. Bain Bamakam Sha'in Kosvin, get Gova Iker Ksuba Gova Tosefis. Vichola wrote to Lahashiv Yavo Vyashiv. So Rav actually himself changed his mind, and he said that I don't care what type of place it is. If it's a place where they typically write ksubas, or a place they typically don't write ksubas, there's a two-step process here. If she brings the get, so then she collects the Iker Ksuba, meaning whatever the 100 or 200 zuz, that's typically an Ksuba, she collects based on that. But then when she brings the Ksuba itself, so she can collect whatever extra money he had offered in the Ksuba, right? Because that extra money we're not going to know about unless you have the document itself, right? Because the basic amount, that's what Beis Din requires. the extra amount, that's something he offered, and therefore put it in the language of the ksuba. So Rav says, wherever you are, a place they usually collect, you know, write them, a place you don't usually write one, doesn't make a difference. There's a two-step process. A get allows you to collect the ikka ksuba amount, and the ksuba itself allows you to collect the extra. And what do you say if anyone wants to, you know, respond? Respondent's point is, and it's very, you know, it's a very, you know, there's nothing to be worried about at that point. Rashi says, now, if you've done this, you have the get and the ksuba, and you collect based on that, then there's nothing to talk about. There's no worry, because we've used the both documents. Fine. Okay. But the point is, I think just as a bottom line, it's not clear at this point that we have a proof that you read a shover, because now we're talking about it's all kinds of scenarios here that we're talking about. Fine. Tanan. But we're going to go from our Mishnah. Ksuba ve'enu maget, he omeres avad gitiv hu omer avad shofri. Right, so the Mishnah taught that if the ksuba without a get, right, and she says I lost my get, and he says I lost my receipt. V'chein balchov shahotzi shtarchov ve'enu mopers. Well, and same thing again, the lender who now comes to collect without a purse. Well, hare elu lo yifru. In those cases, we said the Mishnah said that both people can't collect. So Bishlama l'Shmuel, I understand according to Shmuel, Mukila b'magum she'ein kosvin. Right? According to Shmuel, I get it. That's, we say, what's the scenario? The scenario is that it's a place where they don't write shtaros, right? They don't write a ksuba. So fine. That's why they can't collect. And what's the case? V'amar kasafti, and he says, I wrote her a ksuba. Damrina lay, I see raya. Because in that case, well, they'll say, bring a proof that there was a ksuba. V'ilomay si raya, amrina lay. Sorry, they say, bring a proof that you didn't write a ksuba. V'ilomay si raya, amrina lay, zil pare. And then we'll say, fine. I mean, why does our Mishnah, according to Shmuel, why does our Mishnah say that if she comes with the get, without a ksuba, without a get, she can't collect? That's in a place where they typically don't write them, right? And she says, and he says that I wrote a ksuba, that we say to him, bring your proof, right? And if not, then she can collect. So that meaning I can explain the case according to Shmuel at least, right? But El Rav, the Ikir Lo Gave, Tosevis Miyag Tikbe, but according to Rav, there's nothing to talk about. Coin to Rav, how could you say you don't collect at all? Rav just said, I don't care what the scenario. Whether it's a place where they write ksubas, it's a place where they don't collect ksubas. As long as she has the get, she collects the ikar. And as long as she just has the ksuba, she can collect tosefet. So she's collecting something, right? No matter what. So how could Rav say, according to our Mishnah, that they collect nothing? Right? It's impossible. Okay, so Amar of Yosef, no, so I'll explain to you. Hachamai Askinon. No, so the case is that they don't even have edim. Again, where does she come? She comes to ksuba and no get. Someone has a ksuba without a get, it doesn't mean anything. Maybe they're still married, right? So if the scenario is they don't have edim gerishin, right? So then it's very hard for her to collect. And it's even more than that. And because he has a migu. Why? Migu diyachal lemeimar logay rashtiha. What could the guy have claimed? He can claim, I didn't even divorce her in the first place. Right, since he could have said, "What do you mean? We're not even divorced. We're still married," right? Yeah, which would be that's the best argument, right? Forget collecting ksuba. We never even got divorced, right? So since he could say we didn't even get divorced, there's no edim that they got divorced. So therefore, when he says, "No, we got divorced, but I wrote a ksuba," right? So then, I gave the ksuba. So then he's believed because the scenario is that there's no witnesses at all that they were ever divorced. So then he has that option, and that's the reason why, even according to Rav, you could say that it's a scenario where he doesn't have to call, she doesn't have the ability in that case where there's a ksuba below get where she can't collect anything at all. So the Gemara is still going to have more questions to ask on this point, but we'll pick that up tomorrow. All right.